Watch, Elizabeth Warren struggles to explain why she defended Biden's mental state. By Hannah Knudsen on April 22, 2025. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, struggled to concisely explain why she seemingly lied about former President Biden's mental acuity, or lack thereof, during a recent appearance on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, asserting that she said what she believed to be true at the time. Host Sam Fragoso asked the Democrat from Massachusetts if she regretted stating that Biden had a mental acuity and sharpness to him. "You said that up until July of last year," Fragoso remarked. "I said what I believed to be true," she responded. Fragoso then asked Warren if she believes that Biden was as sharp as she was, prompting a brief moment of silent laughter, as Warren smiled and tensed up. "I said I had not seen decline," she responded. "And I hadn't at that point." Fragoso pressed her, asking, "You did not see any decline from 2024 Joe Biden to 2021 Joe Biden?" "Not when I said that. You know the thing is, he was sharp. He was on his feet. I saw him. Live event. I had meetings with him a couple of times," she said as Fragoso interjected and pointed out that stating that Biden was on his feet and speaking in sentences is not praise. "All right. Fair enough. Fair enough," Warren relented before pivoting off that subject of her essentially hiding Biden's mental decline, just as the rest of her party had. "The question is, what are we going to do now?" she added. "Watch." Warren then explained that they have 47 Democrats in the Senate, and they must pull themselves together because it increases our power. "We don't have as much power as we want, but we don't have no power. And we got to use all of our tools in the toolbox to do as much as we humanly possibly can. This is now for all the marbles," she added, asserting that Democrats need to make their economic case to the American people. It was not until Biden's June presidential debate against now-President Donald Trump that Democrats truly began panicking over their nominee, effectively ousting him and replacing him with Vice President Kamala Harris, who went on to firmly lose against the Trump-Vance ticket. Full interview below.